In May, news reports indicated that a study into the impacts of PFAS, chemical compounds found at current and former military bases and manufacturing sites across the state, showed health impacts at levels far lower than previously thought. Reports also showed the study was blocked by White House and EPA staff, citing a, quote, public relations nightmare. U.S. Congressman Dan Kildee was one of several lawmakers who called for the study's release. He says the federal government should fund cleanup and further healthcare studies at current and former military sites.
To the extent that the federal government, through the Department of Defense, had anything to do with this, we should be a responsible party and take care of the problem. But obviously, the issue is much bigger than just Department of Defense sites.
Kildee says the 852-page report shows several types of PFAS can impact human health at levels as low as 7 parts per trillion. Current EPA action levels for PFAS sit at 70 parts per trillion. I'm Ben Thorpe, WCMU News.